From MarylandIsOpen.com, I'm Meredith Marks, and today we've got Lisa Rosiniak of Goodwill with us, and can't wait to talk all about what Goodwill is doing during COVID. Hey, Lisa, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Well, it is great to have you here. I know that in my family, my kids love to go to Goodwill and find some of the fun, you know, clothes that are hand-me-downs from other kids. And I love to donate to Goodwill. So tell me a little bit about the precautions that Goodwill is taking right now in terms of drop-off and shopping.
Right now, when you come to donate, you remain in your car and our associates will take the donations out of the car so you don't have to, get out and there's no contact. And then we are placing donations into storage Gaylord's big giant cardboard boxes. And right now, because we've been so overwhelmed with donations, I mean, it's been crazy since we reopened in June. We've had probably more than double our normal volume just in the last, couple of months since we reopened. And so right now we're just storing them, and so they're, in a safe place, and we don't have any strict restrictions on quarantining them. But it just so happens that the volume has been so great that we are winding up storing them.
I mean, yeah, if you think about this, so many people have had the time, the downtime. I know that I personally have had that. I've done so many house renovations while being under quarantine since the spring, and being able to clean out finally all the clutter, all the closets. And then the first thing that I think of always is I'm going to just do a run to Goodwill because it's easy and it helps you guys and it gets stuff out of my house. So,
right.
So tell people how that really helps you to get these donations, even if people think, maybe they are bombarded, how important it is to still keep getting those donations.
Oh, yes. We never want to stop getting donations and, bring them by the truckload if you need to. But what people don't know is, the real backstory of what we do and what our mission is. And that is, ultimately our vision is to end poverty. And we do that through employment training and placement services. Last year, we helped over 4,000 people get jobs through certified training programs. We work with CVS. In fact, we have a mock pharmacy in our building downtown Baltimore. We work with all of the trades. We have Microsoft certification, Google certification, just all kinds of apprenticeships. And, when people come through our programs, they're not only, getting the soft skills kind of stuff, like, being able to get up every day and not be late for work and, make sure you have all your daycare lined up. And so we do all this case management, if you will, even for people who may be homeless or are at risk of being homeless, people who are in recovery, ex-offenders. We help really anybody that comes to us, and we'll help them to get prepared for work and also, get them into one of our skills training programs so that they have a credential, which makes them much more employable when they go out to, the job market. And, as what we all know, unemployment is, really high right now. And as, this, virus hopefully will wind down with the vaccine, hopefully sometime in the fall, we're going to see the job market rebound, at a faster pace. And so we'll have people ready who are already trained. We've begun to do virtual learning because we can have large crowds of people. So people can go online and participate in these certification programs as well.
Right. I was going to ask you because I think everything was kind of put on hold in terms of in-person learning. So that's great that you guys are doing virtual to be able to prepare people to go and get jobs sooner rather than later. Goodwill.org. I'm on right now. And there is a section, jobs and training. And if you just click on that, you can go to find a job, training and career advancement, job and career advice, and hear about the many success stories that have come out of Goodwill. Do you know of any specific stories that you'd like to share today that, you know, are real feel good and give people hope?
Oh my, yeah. I have one of my favorites was a young lady, Latino, spoke some English, still learning English, and her family had just, you know, she and her husband just split up. She had a small boy, about, I guess, 5 or 6, and she was actually in a healthcare clinic and saw one of the flyers, because we have a whole program for people who are, you know, Spanish speaking. And so she came to our program. She went into the roofing apprenticeship program, and it's just unbelievable. I mean, we literally helped her, you know, find a place to live. We connected her with, you know, daycare resources. She got through the program, got her, you know, apprenticeship, and she's been a roofer now for 2-3 years, I think. And wow. She is probably one of the best success stories, you know, because, you know, and, you know, you have to kind of envision she's probably about 5'1", and she's the best roofer that her company says they have, you know. She's just awesome. And so we really do help people get out of poverty and, you know, get jobs and skills that they need. And, you know, she takes her son around to look at all the buildings, and she, you know, she shows him, and, you know, how cool is that? You know, he must be just so immensely proud of his mom, you know, to go from having literally nothing, not knowing where they're going to live, how they're going to eat and survive. And now she's got this great job, and she got her life back on track.
That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. And she's a roofer, which you don't hear very often. Females up on the roof, hammering away. And I love that. That's amazing. She found something that she loves and that she's good at. So that is a great success story. Talk to me real quick, Lisa, about the stores, you know, and how you're handling COVID. Can people come in still and shop? And you guys are requiring masks or not? Talk a little bit about that.
We require masks, and we have hand sanitizers and wipes at the cart area so people can wipe down their carts. We also have a greeter standing at the door, so we're monitoring the number of people that are coming into our stores. We have shields around our cash register area, and we have people that are working in the back that are, you know, getting donations to the floor. They're all wearing masks, wearing gloves, so we're definitely social distancing, taking every precaution we can to help keep people safe, both customers and our employees. And, you know, in the morning we take our employees' temperatures when they come to the door. So we make sure that no one's, you know, has any symptoms of the illness. So, you know, and, you know, the great thing about it is also, you know, we have arrows in our stores in the aisleways, so you can really know which way to go up and down. I don't know if you've seen them in the grocery store, but that just gives a little extra social distancing precautions to keep people safe.
And do you recommend that if people purchase clothing from Goodwill that they wash it first, and if they bring home any items, maybe wipe it down? Just to be safe, especially during this COVID time?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I think most people do. Although we do have, even some of the stuff that we have are brand new items. You know, I think everybody, you should, you know, wipe down, you know, hard good stuff that they purchase, and, you know, wash the clothes. I don't think it hurts, but I think most people just do that anyway, regardless of whether this virus was here or not.
And have your hours changed at all, or are you pretty much the same?
So we did adjust our hours. We're open 10 to 6 every day. And, you know, as we go on, the months go on, we'll reevaluate whether we should stay open later. We are not taking donations on Mondays and Tuesdays because we have been so overwhelmed. We needed that extra time to, you know, make space and, you know, load up trucks. We have a huge facility where we also run an e-commerce operation, shopgoodwill.com. And so we have 100 square feet of warehouse space that we are keeping donations. And then that's also where our Shop Goodwill runs out of.
Okay. If you want to visit goodwill.org, you can find out more about how to donate, where to shop. You can find a store. You can find a job, training, and career advancement centers. And you can send them an email. Contact us at goodwill.org. Lisa Rosiniak, thank you for coming on the show today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thanks. Stay well.
You too. Thanks for tuning in to MarylandIsOpen.com. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And don't forget to add your listing to MarylandIsOpen.com. We want to provide the public information on what is happening at your business so that we can support each other as things change with our state. For MarylandIsOpen.com, I'm Meredith Marks.